There is a well-known Gemara that talks about the shita, the famous shita of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, about engaging in Oskei Olam Hazeh, right? Working for a living. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai famously argues that if a person were to do everything that they are supposed to do, they would be able to sin and learn Torah, and their work would be done by other people, right? Meaning a person would be able to sit and learn and nothing else, and everything that they needed in this world would be supplemented or supported by other individuals. And the Gemara makes a startling conclusion. The Gemara says, "Harbi asuk Rav Shimon Bar Yochai v'loy al sabi adan." Many people did like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and it didn't work. Did not work for them. They ended up either not talmid chachamim or not having their needs met, or both. Right? Alternatively, it could be that everything went wrong for them, but it didn't work. The shita of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did not work for them. Of course, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is not the lightweight. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is one of the Tanaim, is the primary author of the Zohar Kaddish. So what did he mean? What did he mean that a person should engage only in ruchnias and divorce themselves in gansen from gashmias, and sit and learn, and that's it? There's a famous maisa, by the way. It's a well-known maisa of Reb Zusha. Reb Zusha was a yid like this that was completely disengaged from this world. The maisa is that apparently Reb Zusha had a shamish, like every good Hasidic rebbe, he has to have a shamish, and Reb Zusha would always refer to himself in the third person. He would say every morning, he would say, "Ribono shel Olam, Zusha's hungry." And that was the cue for the shamish to rush in and bring him breakfast. Zusha's hungry. So one day the shamish gets fed up. He gets fed up. He says, "I don't understand this. You know this, Maisa." Yeah. He says, I am fed up. Well, yeah, Ribono shel Olam, Zusha's hungry. Ribono shel Olam, Zusha wants something to eat. And then I have to come and give him breakfast. Today I'm not going to. So he wakes up, Rav Zusha wakes up, davens, whatever it is, he's in the middle of learning. He goes, "Ah, Ribono shel Olam, Zusha's hungry." And the shamish goes, "Aha, nothing, radio silence, nobody comes in." Rav Zusha goes, "Ribono shel Olam, Zusha's hungry." And then all of a sudden, very wealthy man with a cart filled with all sorts of cookies and cakes, pastries, herring, scotch, whatever it is, rolls into the Beis Medrash and gives it to Reb Zusha. Reb Zusha goes, "Thank you, Ribono shel Olam." Takes a little bit to eat and carries on. So the guy leaves. The guy with the cart, he walks out of the Beis Medrash, and Reb Zusha is oblivious to everything that's gone, and the shamish runs off to him. He goes, "I don't understand. What is going on here? What is going on here?" So he says, I'll tell you what was going on. I felt terrible. He says, "My wife told me that I have to come and get a bracha from the tzaddik Reb Zusha. And I arrived at the train station. And I saw this little yiddler on his way back from shul. And I was so excited to go see Reb Zusha. I was rushing down the road and I bumped this guy, almost knocked him over. Somebody came up to me afterwards and says, 'The guy that you bumped over, that was Reb Zusha.' And I felt terrible. I was like, my wife's going to murder me. I'm not going to get a bracha from the tzaddik. So I felt, I need to make it up to him somehow. I went to the makalat. I bought a whole cartload of food. I brought it to Beis Medrash." So the shamash goes, "Taka, now I understand what Reb Zusha means when he says, 'Ribono shel Olam, Zusha's hungry.' Ribono shel Olam is take. But in order to be on such a madriga, you have to know that if the shamash doesn't come in, it's not, 'By the way, shamash, Reb Zusha's hungry.' You have to be so mech on the Ribono shel Olam completely." And that's how the Baal Shem Tov explains this. He writes like this. He says, "There's many people that did not reach the level of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, not in Kedusha and not in Tzidkus, and yet they attempted to do like him. They attempted to sit in Kailal and learn all day, and they were not such great tzaddikim or talmid chachamim. They were not such kedoshim and elyonim, but they decided, 'I'm going to sit and learn, and that's all that's going to happen, and Ribono shel Olam is going to take care of everything.' It was all external. And they thought that they too could raise up the world and disengage from it completely, and by other people supporting them, it would raise up It did not work out. Didn't work out for them. What does that mean? Anybody that is not completely divorced from this world has to engage in it. That's our tafkid. If you are going to hold that you're happy to sit in a cave for 13 years and eat carobs, and that's all that you're going to sustain yourself with, fine. Yeah, you have no desires for anything in this world. You're happy to sit in a cave and learn Torah all day. And be sustained, mamish on what the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you. If he wants you to survive, he will let you survive. And if not, then not. Then that's called Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That's a madrigus of Baal Shem that a person is allowed to attempt to achieve. Ela shegam azi he dovuk boy yisbarach, va azi yisgam yodah. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to stick to you. You're going to stick to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then it's going to work. It says Baram Mishaloi Gila Madregasai, somebody that did not get to the Madrega Rishim Bayochai, that is not content to be completely divorced from any enjoyment, pleasure in this world. He still wants a shtickle. Vyasa Kamayu, and he's gonna end up and he wants to do like Rishim Bayochai. Yishar Karach Mikana Mikana, he's gonna end up bald from this way and that way. What's the statement, bald from this way and that way? So the Gemara has a lashon that a person that has two wives. Right? Two wives, one's an old wife and one's a young wife. Right? And the young wife wants him to look young.
Pulls out the gray hairs.
And the older wife wants him to look more distinguished. So pulls out all the black hairs. So he ends up karech mikana mikana. He comes out bald in both directions, right? Comes out, yeah. He says, ki es madre gosoi lo yazniach. That's exactly. Ki es madre gosoi hu yazniach ves madre gosoi mishum rechai lo yagia. Because he abandoned what will work for him, and he didn't get to the Madrega that Reb Shimon got to. He says, "Aval me'atim shehigul la'Madregase." But those few people that did get to the Madrega Reb Shimon Yochai, Yichalim Lesnag Kamo, have all the right to act like him.
That doesn't mean a person shouldn't try to get there.
Of course not, but it also means that a person has to be incredibly honest with themselves. It's a vert in a tremendous amount of intellectual honesty. A person has to say, Am I happy with not having everything that I need? Whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam gives me, that's it. It means that when it's Erev Shabbos and there's zero things to eat in the house and the wife and children are crying and saying, what's there to eat? That you mamish b'chol lev v'nefesh, you say the Ribbono Shel Olam will take care of us. And you mean it. That's it. That's a madrega already. That's a madrega. Not, don't worry, I've spoken to a friend and he's going to figure out how to do A, B, C, and D. It means,
what happens when you say, no, I'm not going to have a bunch of people take care and Shabbos is nothing to eat?
Yeah, then there's nothing to eat because that's the Ratzon Hashem.
What if it also means that your parnasa will be taken care of more easily?
So there are madrigas of each of these. They are madrigas of each of these things.
So, there's someone that feeds a dead madriga, you won't stay hungry.
No.
They want to take
over. Or Ayakadosh Baruch Hu will give them exactly what they need in order to survive, and they'll be besimcha with that. This is not a pashat avoda. But the chiddush that the Baal Shem is introducing here is not a harbi also. That many people have tried this and it didn't work, meaning it's hit or miss. It's not hit or miss. It's not sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. It's if you're on the Madrega, it works. Most people that attempt this are not on such a Madrega, and therefore they fail. A person has to be very honest with themselves to know exactly where they're holding, exactly what they need, and exactly what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from them. And then, shtickle afshar that a person will be matzliach. But the point is that it's not an either or. At every stage, a person has to be 100% intellectually honest with himself. How much do I need to work in order to make the money that I think is necessary? How much hishtadlus do I need to put in order to feel like I'm doing hishtadlus? That's a big, it's a big avoider to figure out exactly what a person needs, and this is just scratching the surface of a very big sugya.